Hello and welcome to the A-Level Business Accelerator, your go-to podcast for acing your WJA exams. I'm your guide, and today we're diving into a topic that's crucial for any aspiring business strategist, investment appraisal. This isn't just about crunching numbers, it's about making multi-million pound decisions. Should a business launch a new product, build a new factory, expand overseas? Investment appraisal techniques give us the financial data to answer these questions with confidence. In the exam, this is a topic where you can really shine, picking up AO2 marks for your calculations, and more importantly, hefty AO3 and AO4 marks for your analysis and evaluation. So grab a notepad and let's get ready to appraise. All right, let's break down the three key methods you need to master. First up, the simplest, the payback period. As the name suggests, this method calculates the time it takes for a project to pay back its initial investment. Think of it as the project's break-even point in time. Let's say a new machine costs 100,000 pounds and generates 25,000 pounds in cash each year. The payback period is a straightforward 4 years. Examiners award credit for correctly calculating this, but the real marks come from your analysis. A short payback period is attractive because it means the business's cash is tied up for less time, reducing risk and improving liquidity. It's a great measure of speed and risk, but remember its main limitation. It completely ignores any cash flows after the payback point. A project could pay back in 2 years and then generate nothing, while another pays back in 3 but brings in huge returns for 10 more years. Payback wouldn't show you that. Next, we have the accounting rate of return, or ARR. This one moves away from cash flow and focuses on profitability. It calculates the average annual profit a project will generate as a percentage of the initial investment. The formula is average annual profit divided by the initial investment times 100. A common mistake candidates make is forgetting to deduct the investment cost from the total inflows to find the total profit before averaging it. Don't let that be you. R is useful because it provides a clear percentage return that can be easily compared to a target rate set by the business or even the interest rate you could get from a bank. If your project's ARR is 15% and the bank is offering 2%, the project looks pretty good. However, its major weakness, and one you must mention for evaluation marks, is that it ignores the time value of money. It treats a pound earned in year 5 as having the same value as a pound earned today, which we know isn't true due to inflation and opportunity cost. This brings us to the star of the show, net present value, or NPV. This is the most complex but also the most powerful method. NPV tackles the time value of money head-on. It calculates the total value of all future cash flows from a project in today's terms. To do this, we use a discount factor. A discount factor of 10% means we believe money will be worth 10% less each year. So 100 pounds in a year's time might only be worth 90 pounds and 90 pence today. In the exam, you'll be given these discount factors, so you don't need to calculate them. You simply multiply each year's cash flow by its corresponding discount factor to find its present value. Then, you add up all the present values and subtract the initial investment. If the final NPV is positive, the project is financially viable. It's expected to generate a return greater than the discount rate. If it's negative, it should be rejected. A positive NPV of, say, 50,000 pounds means the project is set to add that much value to the business in today's money. It's the gold standard for investment appraisal. So, to recap the core concepts, payback is about speed and risk. AR is about profitability, and NPV is about the total value added, accounting for time. A top-tier answer will use all three to build a balanced argument. Now for the really important part, how to use these in an exam to earn top marks. For a 12-mark question asking you to recommend a project, don't just state the results, you need to weave them into a story. Start with your calculations. Show your workings clearly to secure those AO2 marks. Then begin your analysis. You could say something like, Project A has a payback period of just 2.5 years, which is significantly faster than Project B's 4 years. This would be highly attractive to the business as it minimizes the exposure to risk and frees up cash quickly for other ventures. Then bring in ARR. However, Project B delivers an ARR of 20% compared to Project A's 12%. This suggests that while it is slower to return the initial outlay, Project B is substantially more profitable over its lifespan. Finally, use NPV to make your judgment. Crucially, when considering the time value of money at a discount rate of 8%, Project B has a positive NPV of 75,000 pounds, whereas Project A's NPV is only 10,000 pounds. This indicates that Project B will add significantly more value to the business in real terms. Notice how that structure moves from one point to the next. That's analysis. But to get to evaluation, you need to go further. This is where you bring in the qualitative factors. A classic exam tip is to challenge the data itself. Are these cash flow forecasts reliable? What if a new competitor enters the market or the economy enters a recession? These are external shocks that could render your calculations useless. You must also weigh the financial data against non-financial goals. Does the project fit with the company's brand image? What about its environmental impact or the effect on staff morale? A brilliant answer might conclude, although Project B is financially superior on all metrics except payback, its implementation requires significant redundancies which could damage the firm's reputation as an ethical employer. Therefore, despite the lower financial return, Project A may be the more strategic choice. That is how you secure those coveted AO4 marks. Let's quickly cover some common mistakes. First, confusing cash and profit. Payback uses cash flow. ARR uses profit. Don't mix them up. Second, as I mentioned, candidates often forget to subtract the initial outlay when calculating total profit for ARR. Third, treating NPV as a profit figure. It isn't profit, it's the value added in today's terms. Finally, failing to discuss the limitations of payback and ARR, namely that they ignore the time value of money. Highlighting this shows the examiner you have a deep understanding. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. Which investment appraisal method is the best measure of a project's liquidity and risk? Pause. Answer. The payback period. Question 2. What is the formula for ARR? Pause. Answer. Average annual profit divided by initial investment times 100. Question 3. What does a positive NPV figure indicate? Pause. Answer. That the project is expected to generate a return greater than the discount rate and add value to the business? Question 4. What is the key limitation of both payback and ARR? Pause. Answer. They both ignore the time value of money. How did you do? If you got all four, you're in a great place. So, to summarize today's session, investment appraisal is a decision-making tool. To succeed, you need to be flawless in your calculations for payback, ARR, and NPV. But the real skill lies in interpreting that data. Use payback to talk about risk, ARR for profitability, and NPV for value. And for the highest marks, you must synthesize this quantitative data with qualitative factors to make a well-justified strategic recommendation. Remember to challenge the assumptions and think about the bigger picture. That's all for this episode of the A-Level Business Accelerator. Keep practicing those calculations and join me next time as we tackle another key topic. Keep up the hard work. You've got this. Upbeat, engaging music fades in and plays to finish.